Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Rick McPherson, CEO at ME2C Environmental. Rick, good to see you again. How are you?
Oh, just great, Christine. Thank you very much.
That's great to hear. Rick, the last time we spoke, about a week ago, you had talked about the recent announcement of a new supply business for mercury emissions capture. And you had said this was significant for a few reasons. I did want to dive a bit deeper into that. Could you maybe tell us what this new supply business means for your company moving forward?
Yeah, sure, Christine. It is very significant. You know, I previously referenced that the license agreements announced beginning late 2020 and into early 2021 represented only a portion of the value from our IP claims that we settled then. I also mentioned that this new supply business is a precedent-setting event, but let's discuss that a little further. I described this new supply business with a major utility, which was the first to reach a license agreement with us, resulting from our 2019 patent claim litigation, as a proof of concept. And what I mean by that is this new contract was reached after extensive testing of our mercury emissions control technologies within that utility's operating system. Now, this utility could have continued using our technology with their own supply through the terms of our license agreement. But after testing our technologies, they decided to transition their sorbent supply to our environmental supply base and work directly with us as their supply partner to maximize the benefits of our technologies. So we develop these technologies, and as the developers, we understand how to improve the efficiency over the basic approach that some have deployed. We'll yield better capture rates and better economics. And this new supply contract that we've recently gained under the license agreement validates that extra additional expertise that we bring to the table that comes along with the supply agreement, including our tunable sorbents and processes. Christine, we can generate usually 10 to 15% efficiencies over what people are trying to do on their own as the originators of this supply technology. This proof of concept is also clearly being heard across the coal-fired sector. We're in discussions with many utilities at this time to begin using our supply side know-how along with our customized sorbent materials. Excluding the utilities who operate our technology under a license, there's many other utilities across the U.S. coal-fired fleet that we believe are using a two-part capture system. And as the industry gains awareness of this proof of concept we're talking about today, and infringing utilities elect to work with us directly, we expect our supply side to reflect significant revenue increases.
Well, how does this kind of proof of concept explanation resonate directly with investors?
Great question, Christine. Investors should understand from this announcement a couple of things. First, investors should understand that this supply business from a license agreement is expected to be the first of many, as we see the mercury regulations staying in place for a very long time, and our efforts to convert the utilities to our supply side is now proving successful. Secondly, investors should understand that we've adopted a business-first approach throughout our lawsuit negotiations because supplying customers directly provides annual recurring revenues with good profitability and utilizes our infrastructure that's already paid for in place. Most importantly, it allows us to build a great relationship with the industry through performance, opening the door for continued growth in all of our fields of development, including the rare earth extraction processes that we're now working on. So with ME2C's mercury emissions process so widely in place across the US, emissions are being reduced more effectively. And the value of waste products like fly ash are turned into environmentally friendly byproducts for the company's infrastructure growth, and our utility industry improves overall. These are tangible benefits that our technologies bring to the environment, and we're pleased to play a role in making our planet a better place for the next generation because of them. Our shareholders can feel good about the difference this little tech company is making to the country's environmental footprint.
We're definitely looking forward to following the story here. Rick, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just for folks to keep an eye on us in the near future, We have a number of different companies in full and final discussions at this point. And we very much expect to be bringing more good news like this to the market, to our shareholders as we go forward.
Rick, thanks again for the time today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure as always, Christine. Thank you.